we're going to start off this hour talking about performance, and specifically, you probably heard, the Government Performance and Results Act, GPRA 2.0. It's now the law of the land. Your agency working on new performance goals, they're all part of this GPRA Modernization Act. That law includes many requirements for agencies, including one that requires you to choose performance improvement officers. And the Government Accountability Office is watching closely to see if the law is effective in improving performance. Well, what are their recommendations? They say that the law can help your agency in five areas. And joining us with details is Bernice Steinhardt. She is GAO's Director of Government-Wide Management Issues. Bernice, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So how important is, GPRA was around, now there's a new version. Does this make a difference?
Well, if it's properly implemented, we hope it makes a huge difference. The law has been around for a while, but there have been some gaps in the law that I think are now require this kind of updating to take account of new conditions and important requirements that government needs to fulfill.
Let's talk a couple about some of the recommendations that you pulled together on this, these five areas that you say need to be looked at. One is addressing weaknesses in major management functions. Tell us how the law helps deal with those.
The law requires OMB to develop goals, first of all, these cross-cutting policy goals that cut across agency boundaries. So many of the challenges that face the federal government really require the concerted efforts of more than one agency. I mean, we can look at food safety, we can look at homeland security, dealing with infectious diseases, a whole range of issues. The Act also requires that OMB develop goals specifically to address major management functions.
And those functions are things like financial, human capital, those kinds of things, IT.
Exactly. The five areas at a minimum that are suggested by the Act.
And one of the other areas that you say needs to be assessed, needs to be looked at, is that ensuring performance information is both useful and used in decision-making.
Yes. This has been a key gap that we found as we looked at the implementation of the original GPRA over the years. In a series of surveys of government managers going back over a decade, we found that there has been an ample supply of performance information, but not very much growth in the extent to which that information has been used. And if we're collecting all this performance information, then we need to make sure that it's useful information and that it's used actually in making decisions.
And in fact, the new, how are we saying this, GPRAMA, how are we saying that acronym?
I'm not.
Oh, excellent. That sounds like the best plan. It requires that folks pull together a disclosure of information about accuracy and validity, data about cross-cutting areas, quarterly reporting on primary goals, and on a publicly available website. This is going to be a little bit different from what agencies have done in the past.
Absolutely. Well, one of the key differences is just in the timeliness of reporting. Historically, agencies have had to put together their performance reports once a year. What's required now under the Modernization Act is quarterly real-time report or closer real-time reporting so that both the public and, very importantly, the people responsible for affecting and attaining performance can see what's going on when there's time to take action.
One of your other areas, instilling sustained leadership, commitment, and accountability for achieving results.
So important. This is always the key necessary condition to any kind of organizational transformation is to have that visible commitment of the top leadership for change. And here the Act requires, first of all, it designates the deputy secretary or deputy head of agency as a chief operating officer, and it assigns responsibility to that person for overseeing these quarterly reviews and responsibility for ensuring that the agency is attaining its priority goals.
And again, and even just, it feels like almost emotionally, if you have the top level support that lays out the goals, says how we meet them, it gets instilled within the organization.
Of course. There's no way to change what people throughout an organization are going to do if there's no evidence that leadership cares. If leadership doesn't care, no one else will.
And what I've heard with a lot of the dashboards and things like that, that all of a sudden, if you're having problems on the dashboard, then it gets management attention, that it gets leadership pays attention to those things. And that's part of the idea why, just what we talked about, making some of those things available on a public website.
Absolutely. The public needs to be, these are important accountability mechanisms as well as performance improvement mechanisms. And if people care, if it's out there in the public, if it commands the attention of top leadership, then it will drive change.
One of your other areas, adopting a more coordinated and cross-cutting approach to achieving meaningful results.
This is really a very significant feature of the Act. I mentioned a moment ago that OMB now is required to develop these cross-cutting goals. You may be aware that very recently GAO issued a report in which it identified over 80 areas of overlap and duplication.
In fact, we talked about it right here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and this is, I think, a very important tool. This feature of the law is a very important tool to try and to begin addressing those programs and activities that cut across the types of activities. They may be grants, they may be loans, they may be tax expenditures. So it's a way of pooling together all those activities that are intended to drive a particular policy goal. This hasn't been done before.
We talked about it when that report came out, but this is very difficult to do for a whole host of reasons. Congress funds things certain ways. Policies are written around these essentially overlapping. This doesn't just happen by accident, and it's going to require some real change in thinking in order to stop that kind of overlap, to think cross-organizationally.
Of course. And this is, I think, just a tool that helps us to begin at least to identify those areas where we have, where programs are intended to, and activities are intended to contribute to a national goal. So it's a way of organizing that information and allowing us or allowing decision makers to see whether there are opportunities to consolidate, to eliminate, if necessary, to expand where there's one particular effort that seems most effective at accomplishing that goal. It's a way of rationalizing all those activities.
And it seems like one of the things that's happened in the last couple of years, Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, does these tech stack sessions where it's not just focused on, what are we going to do, but making sure folks, if a program is troubled, why is it troubled, making sure folks have the resources they need for a program to be successful. It's almost a broader look at how you carry this out.
Right. It's about performance improvement. Yeah. It's about getting results.
Your final one, and we hinted at it, but is engaging Congress in identifying management and performance issues that need to be addressed.
This has been, I think, a key omission under GPRA in the past. The Act always required agencies to consult with the Congress, but Congress was largely divorced from that process in the past. The Modernization Act is now much more explicit in involving Congress early on in consulting with both majority and minority and the full range of committees, oversight, appropriations, and authorizing committees to consult with them on the agency goals, on these government-wide cross-cutting goals, and to get their buy-in and concern. And by that same token, to the extent that they have played a greater part in the development of these goals, they are more likely to use the information that comes out of these performance reviews.
This one seems particularly complex to me because, for two reasons, and I'll ask them separately. But one is Congress often just really not that interested in management issues. They like to talk about them, but then when it gets in the difficult stuff, it doesn't end up being a priority. At least that's the sense I think people have.
Well, I think the Congress now is extremely concerned with dealing with this enormous deficit and our fiscal issues and getting our fiscal house in order. And Congress will be very concerned with achieving greater efficiencies and effectiveness. And so hopefully the Modernization Act will provide the kind of tools that will give them the information they need.
But I know that there's been sort of sometimes people don't always make the link between saving money and performance. Essentially, part of the performance is if it's not performing, then it doesn't. Then essentially, you decide to move on at some point, I guess.
Well, you decide what level of resources are indicated. Is it not necessary? Is there something else that's doing the same thing better? Is it a function that is no longer a national priority? Or is it not working because, in fact, it's suffering from being under-resourced?
Yeah. Let me ask you one last question about this congressional issue, because one of the challenges here is frankly, the way that money's handed out. And I remember with the eGov money, which was supposed to be cross-government spending, encourage cross-government spending, it never really got funded because lawmakers all had their committees and it almost seems to be they talk about it, but it doesn't actually end up when push comes to shove, it doesn't end up actually coming into play.
Well, Congress has in the past dealt with broad national issues when it has felt the need to do that. So I have to be optimistic that they will find a way in the future.
Yeah, we hope so, too. The report is fascinating. And Bernice Steinhardt, she is the Director of Government-Wide Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office.